how much should you expect to love what you do for a living? Should you settle for non-love, but find ways to like what you get paid to do? Or is settling like that selling yourself short? Well, to begin with, in regard to emotions, there is no such thing as should. You can't will them directly. So all you can say is this question. Obviously, you should want to experience love so far as it is possible to you in the context. You can't, quote, expect to use your word more than what the context permits. What are the alternatives open to? What are your basic values? What are your skills? This is a person, I think, in their 30s. What are the needs, your practical requirements? What are the opportunities? You have to take that into account, I mean, because you have to survive. Now, other things equal, of course, your values are the primary. And if you have a definite value choice in regard to career, and everything else is equal, you should expect, because you should be the consistent like Rourke, you should say, I'm going to have total, absolute love of what I do. But suppose, for whatever reason, that is not possible to you, and you have to support yourself elsewhere, then you have to do it. You try to find some way to get to the field you want. Try to do it part of the time. And no one can quantify, well, you should expect 30% more or 50% less. And I'm afraid to say that as our society gets more controlled, it's harder in good professions to experience the love of Rourke, because government is such a destructive omnipresence. Suppose you are a doctor under Obamacare. Well, you cannot have the pleasure Dr. Hendricks did in Atlas. So, and a lot of them are retiring for that reason. So what you should expect, you have to say, what is possible? Don't settle if you can realistically get all or part of what matters to you most. You can't expect more.